And the psalmist David said, "Oh, magnify the Lord, and let's exalt his name together. And I know the Lord is good, and his mercy is endured forever. And because of the mercy and the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are gathered here, even to magnify and to lift up his name, because without him we can do nothing. And today we can give him all the glory and all the praises for what he has done in our lives and what he's still going to do. And take this opportunity to thank the leadership of the church for giving the opportunity to preach the word of God to you this morning. I just want to thank God that he has been faithful. I think so the last time I preached in this church, and it was during that week, I received a phone call to on Tuesday to go watch the cricket in Lord's, and they given me hospitality tickets. Right, that was on Wednesday. So on Thursday, the person phoned me again and said, I'm giving you another ticket. This is platinum tickets now to watch the Lord's. And that happened on Thursday and Friday. And on Saturday, they gave me debenture tickets, which means box office tickets. It's like those tickets cost, like, give me four tickets, cost about £2,000 each. I invite Derek to come, but he refused. God is good. And sometimes we just take life granted. And after that, it's straight after that, I went to South Africa. And amazing, it happened that we stayed in a hotel called the Palace. And that's where it was the film they shot Blended. I think it was in 2014, and literally it was like a palace. And sometimes when I was there, and sometimes the Holy Spirit and God like speaking to you and say, sometimes we can be in a palace, be in a good environment, but we do not portray that we are children of the King. And sometimes we identify our crisis with the situation that we are in. And want to say to you, God has called you, has redeemed you, and has chosen you to be special, to be unique, and to be holy. And sometimes we identify ourselves with what we're going through, the problems, the difficulties, the hardships. But the Bible says that you are special. You are holy, and you are unique. And he has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, that we could show forth the praises of you. So you're just not just anybody, you are a very special person, you're a unique person, you are royalty. And sometimes we don't know identity in Christ. That is why the enemy wants to destroy us and defeat us, because we as children of God, we don't know our identity, who we are in Christ. And Christ has chosen you and he's called you. He said you are royal, you are royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people called out of darkness into his marvelous light. So when you look at yourself, sometimes you think, I'm nobody. And sometimes we deny the presence of God by just saying, I'm nobody. Nobody loves me. Nobody cares for me. Nobody thinks about me. Every time we say those things, we deny the presence of God in our lives. So every day we must know that Jesus is with me. Maybe I'm going through sickness. Maybe I'm going through the problems. Maybe I'm going through difficulty. God is with me. Because he promised, I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. I am with you all the time. And I want to remind you that you are unique. God is with you. And the greatest person, the greatest lover, and the greatest person, that he is there with you all the time. And while I was sitting in the hotel, in the Palace Hotel, I had a revelation that, you know, God is closer to me than I ever imagined or think of. So imagine the person you think you're sitting next to, they are close to you. But God is closer than that. You may be married or you may have children, but God is closer than that as well. He's closer than your breath, because in him we live and move and have our being. God is very close to you. And I want to assure you, whatever you're going through, God is close to you. God is there, and God is faithful. I said, when I went to South Africa, my sister said to me, do you know that I'm that we've seen a lot of miracles, and I've seen nearly all the miracles you can think. And during the course of ministry, and during the, I have seen a lot of things. But I'm just saying to her, the only thing is, it's good to talk about the past, but I believe that God wants to do something new in the season and new in the in our lives at this current time. He wants to do something fresh and something new. And this is why we need to get hooked up with Him, to know that He is there with you all the time. Because sometimes we can say that we are Christians, and we can say that we belong to Christ, but we do not fully walk with Him, have that assurance that God is there with us all the time. We do not live for Him. And when you look in the scriptures, you look at Samson. Samson was the Bible says he was one of the strongest men in the Bible. And through his disobedience, he lost his strength, he lost his power. And when the enemy tried to come against him, he tried to fight again. He thought he had the strength, he thought he had the power. And sometimes we want to think, because we had experience with God, we know the power of God, we can just do things as we used to do those things. This is the new season, this is the new time. And God is calling the church, and God has called the church to be strong, He called the church to be powerful, called the church to be vibrant. Even when Jesus' last words to the church, He said in Acts 1, verse 8, you're going to receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And even in Paul, when he says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, he says, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. God wants the church to be strong. Which means sometimes we have gone weak at this time in this generation. But God is calling us, He's calling you, He's calling me to be strong again. Yes, this church experienced the power of God previously. Yes, you have experienced miracles. Yes, you have seen the power of God in your life. But that is just, God wants to do greater than all those things that you can ever imagine or ever think or ever fathom. He wants to do greater things in your life. There's something new for us. There's something powerful for us. And God wants, He's calling the church to be strong and calling the church to be powerful. Remember when God called David, He anointed David. Some Bible scholars say that David was anointed at 12. Some say that he was anointed at the age of 16 when the Holy Spirit came upon him. And do you know when David became king of Israel? Okay, king at the age of 30. Which means, suppose if David was anointed at the age of 16, which means for 14 years, Saul was running in the country without the power of God. Do you ever think that? He knew what to, he just ran the country without God's guidance, without God's direction. He just ran the country knowing what he used previously. But God is calling the church. He's calling us to experience His power once again. Don't rely on yesterday's anointing. Today is a new day. Today's mercies are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. All I ever need is great hand has always provided. Today is something new that God wants to do. That is why He said, do not remember the former things, nor consider things of old. He said, I'm going to do a new thing. So suppose if God do a new thing today, when tomorrow comes, it's old. But what we want to do, we still want to run with the old. He wants to do something new in your life, in my life. He wants to demonstrate His power in our lives. He's calling the church back to Him. He wants the church to experience the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And that is why my prayer is, Lord, remove religion, remove tradition. And you know, it's easy for me to stand up and preach. Do you know that? Anyone can do it today. Everything is in YouTube. Everything is in there. But the difference is the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the anointing of God, the power of the Holy Spirit. I know sometimes when I was called to preach, I just, without even thinking, I just preached the sermon that I used to preach the other day, the last week. One day my wife took all the old sermons and threw it in the bin. Because you know why? We're so used to doing things in the flesh, not in the Spirit of God, not in the power of the Holy Spirit. God is calling the church, He's calling you, He's calling me to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit and walk in His presence and walk in His anointing. This is what the church needs. It needs the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Remember the scripture that Mike read today, that Martha was caught up distracted with busy serving. There's nothing wrong serving. But we must know our purpose. First, we must put first the kingdom of God, put God first in our lives. Mary sat at the feet of Christ, and God is calling the church to sit at His feet and to know and experience His power and know His love in our lives. You know, the woman of the lady of the issue of blood, she had this problem for 12 years. For 12 years, she tried to put this problem right with her by going to the doctors and seeing medical help, but nothing happened. The situation got worse. Do you know the lady of the issue of blood is the picture of the church? Because for 12 years, this lady could not have intimacy. And because of our problems and because of the issues that we face, we are distracted. Rather than spending time in the presence of God, rather than being with God, rather than walking with God, rather than experiencing God, what happens? We allow these issues to take control of our lives. We worry about these issues. We sometimes we're being restless. We sometimes we try to fix these issues in our own strength, in our own power, rather than the help of Almighty God. But God is calling the church. He's calling you and He's calling I to be back into His presence. To experience His love, to experience His power, to experience His grace in your life. So the Holy Spirit wants you to come back to Him. Remember the time even walking with God is not easy. Do you know that? The Bible says that Enoch walked with God for 300 years. Now imagine 300 years. We don't live that lifespan today. But Enoch walked with God for 300 years. And the Bible says that after his son was born, which means he was a family man, after his son was born, then he began his walk with God. So the Holy Spirit wants to help us to walk with Him on a daily basis. Help us to experience His love, experience Him on a daily basis. It's not always easy walking with God. Sometimes it's lonely. Sometimes it's hard. It's difficult because the Bible says narrow is the road that leads to life. And you look at the culture today, look at the world today, godliness is ceasing in this country, in this nation, not only in this nation, throughout the whole world. And it's getting difficult every day. It's not going to get easy. But with the strength and with the ability of God, God will help us in this journey. God will help you in this journey. Come back to God and say, God, I want you to do something fresh in my life. I want you to open my spiritual eyes. I want you to open my spiritual ears. I want you to open my heart so that I could experience your power and experience your blessings in my life. Remember the story with Jesus at the age of 12 when he went to the temple while they went to the temple, his parents left him behind and they thought he was in the midst of the company and later on when they recognized that Jesus was not with them and they started looking for Jesus. Do you know what the scripture says? It took 3 days to find Jesus. They thought Jesus was walking with them all the time. And sometimes when we walk on our own and without the help of God, sometimes we think we are with Jesus, but we are not. Yes, He's there all the time, but through sin and disobedience, we do not experience His power and experience His love in your life. So we need to allow the Holy Spirit to walk with him. Because I know a lot of people who turned away from God and they came back to God sometimes after 20 years, 5 years, 10 years. They once had a fresh revelation of God. After through something happened in their lives, they walked away from God. And it took them a very long time to get back to God. So you need to hold on to that relationship with Jesus. Make it a special relationship with Jesus. Know that he's always there with you. Because he lives on the inside of you. His power is activated in your life. So that is why church must be every day of your life. Every time you experience the kingdom of God, the Bible said the kingdom of God is on the inside of you. You experience his love. You experience his presence. And you know what he says? My house shall be called a house of prayer. Which means your temple is a house of prayer. It's supposed to be meant for prayer. So we need to call upon the Lord Jesus, get reconnected with him, and let him experience his power in our lives. Why great men experience the power of God is because they spend time in his presence. I watched an old video last week on A.A. Allen, one of the greatest healing minister during that time. And he said that one day when a man came for prayer and the doctor said to him, not to eat food, you'll starve to death. Because at that time they had no cure for this cancer, because every time he eats he vomits or something happens. And so this man came in this wheelchair, in this stretcher. And the power of God came upon this minister that this man got up immediately when he prayed for him. We need to see the power of the Holy Spirit again. We need to see miracles. We need to see the testimony. We need to live in the fruitfulness of our God. We need to abide in the presence of God. Walk in the resurrection power of Jesus. That is why when Jesus said on the cross, it's finished, it's finished. He completed the work of salvation. He completed the work of redemption. He completed the work of healing. He completed every work in your life for your life. So that is why we need to walk in the power of the resurrection. But what is more important, Jesus rose from the dead. He not only completed salvation, he gives you new life, he gives you a new future, he gives you a new hope. He gives us a church, a new way of living. He gives you and I a new way of living, new thoughts, new desires. So we need to walk in the power of the resurrection and the power of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit wants to do a fresh work in our lives. Remember when Jesus in Mark's gospel, when he calls his 12 disciples, the Bible says in Mark 3 verse 13, he says, when he first called his 12 disciples, he first wanted them to be with him. And then to preach the gospel and cast out devils and to heal the sick. Jesus first is calling the church first to be with him. Be with Jesus. Be in the company of Jesus. It's a discipline that you take every day of your life. It's a discipline of being in his presence. Enjoy his peace and enjoy his presence. That is why when you feel not to pray, that is the hardest thing to pray. I said one of the hardest things for me to do when Hannah was writing exams and the GCSEs, and I said, I made a vow and said I'm going to pray from the time she starts to the time she finishes. And some papers was 2 hours, and hey, Jesus, I said, Lord, why did I ever take on this? And the thing is, you have to have a challenge in your life. You have to have a goal. You have to have something within yourself. You say you can't do it, but with the strength of God, you can do all things. I said, Lord, why did I ever make a silly, ever tell Hannah I'm going to pray for her during the whole time she's writing exams? And when Hannah comes to me, she said, thank you so much for praying. Then one day I was going to London. Hey, she said she came back from work. She came back from school from the exam. She said, hey, I never feel very good today because I knew you wasn't praying. You see, people count on you when you pray. So that's why you take the challenge. You first discipline yourself, whether it's 10 minutes a day or 5 minutes a day. And just say, God, I'm giving you this time. I'm giving you this time to be in your presence, just to walk with you, just to have that experience with you. That is why when Peter and John, when they healed that man of the in Acts chapter 3, in Acts chapter 4, verse 19 says, they acknowledge that these people have been with Jesus. So when you be with Jesus, people know that you have been with Jesus. That is why in a few years ago, even in this country around the world, when you've been to church, people know you have been to church. Because the glory, the power, something were different to happen. The glory and the presence of God was great. And God wants to bring that glory back and that power back to the church. So we need to come back into that presence. He wants us to be with Him. He wants us to experience Him. He wants us to know Him. When Moses came from the temple, from the mountain, the Bible said he had to put a veil over his face. The glory of God shone upon his face. The power of God came upon his life. So when you are in God's presence, anyone will know that you have been in the presence of God. This is why when you read of the revival when Charles Finney, when he walked around even to the bars and wherever he went, people were convicted by the power of the Holy Spirit because of the presence of God in his life. It wasn't with Charles Finney, it was the presence of God in his life. So when God's presence in your life, something supernatural can change the atmosphere where you're staying. It can change your atmosphere. It can change the way that people see you as an individual. So God is calling the church is to be with Him, to know Him, to know His love, to know His greatness, to know His word, just to sit at His word, just to sit and experience His presence and experience His goodness. And sometimes you say, Lord, I cannot have the strength to pray. But you know, during that time, that is the greatest time you can pray. Because in His presence there is fullness of joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength, and His strength is upon your life. So God gives you the strength to be in His presence, to be in His power. He gives you the strength. It's not your strength, it's not my strength. It's His strength that's working in through my life. Through your life. So His strength comes upon you. His power comes upon you. His anointing come upon you. His help will be upon you upon a daily basis. So He gives you the power to be in His presence all the time. So God is calling the church to be with Him, to know Him, and to experience His love. No matter what you're going through, whether it's sickness, whether it's finances, whether it's job situation, whatever you're going through, be in His presence, experience His presence. Because He will provide every need of yours. I know that for a fact. He provides all my needs, a conscious growth, riches in Christ Jesus. He provides every detail for us. Even when we were in South Africa, someone lent us a car for 3 weeks. And that's a testimony itself. And that's a miracle. He provides everything, whatever you desire, whatever you need, He provides for you. So that is why, just put God first, just trust God, just hold on to God. Even if you can't pray, pray frequently, pray a few minutes, pray all the time. Pray, just say, Lord, just help me to pray, help me to walk with You, help me to seek Your faith, help me, guide me, show me Your way. I find it hard. I find it difficult. Be real with God. You have to be real with God. Be real with Him. Because He is the Almighty God. He knows all things. And He will surely help you and guide you. So that is why when Jesus called the disciples, He wanted them to be with Him. He wanted them to be with Him, to experience His power. For 3.5 years, the disciples were with Him. They experienced His presence. They experienced His power. Even when Jesus was taken from this earth, they went to the upper room. They prayed for those 10 days. And they believed God that God's going to do something great. So you have to have the experience, have to believe that God is going to do something great. Continue to hold on to God. Continue to trust God. Continue to speak the promises, speak the blessings of God in your life. And say, Lord, by your stripes I'm healed. You promised life to my health. You promise life to this body. You promise prosperity. You promise peace. You promise help. You promise guidance. You promise your blessings in my life. And speak it over my life. And you see, walking with God, you will experience His presence. You know, in Revelation, in chapter 2 and 3, the Bible says John writes and he says to the churches, and the first church he writes to the church of Ephesus, and he says, you know what, I'm the one that walks in the midst of the candlesticks, but the last church in Laodicea, he says, I stand at the door and knock. Now that verse, I use it a lot of times for evangelism. But that verse is actually speaking to the church. First church is walking, and the last church is standing outside. So somewhere down the line, what happened? They put Jesus out of the church. It's time for us to invite Him back. Wait, be the Lord of my life. Be the Lord of my family. Be the Lord of this church. Be the Lord of each and every one of our hearts. God wants to be Lord of everything. He wants to be Lord of every situation in your life. He wants to be God of your life. Make Him the center point of your life. Make Him the everything in your life. Because He wants to do something great in your life. As I said, remember Peter, the Apostle Peter, when he denied Christ, what happened? He even used F and B languages. He swore and he denied Christ. But you know one thing, God restored him. He wept bitterly. He came back to the presence of God. He came back to God. What I'm trying to say to us, every one of us, including myself, we all mess up. Many times. But God is a merciful God. He's a forgiving God. He's a gracious God. He wants us to experience His presence. He wants us to experience His walk with Him. He wants us to experience His love in your life. He wants you to experience His love as you never experienced before. He wants His presence to be in your home, be in your family, be with your children. He wants His experience to have a divine experience with Him. God's experience wants you to have this experience with Him. Peter, God restored him completely. And I believe that the Holy Spirit wants to restore our lives, restore our families, and restore our children. And I just say, God, just be merciful to us. And this is one of my prayers recently. Lord, just be merciful to me, merciful to my family, where we mess up, where we've gone wrong, where we failed you, forgive us. Because sometimes we just take God for granted. And we must come to that place. And Peter, God restored Peter. He made him the leader of the first Christian church. And He wants to restore each and every one of us. Firstly, He wants to restore this walk with Him. Just walk with God on a daily basis, whether in your car, whether you're walking, whether in a supermarket, wherever you go, and just say, God, just help me. Just guide me, just show me the way, and just be with me all the time. And you'll see He will surely help you. He will be there for you. He will strengthen you, and He will anoint you in a way that you have not experienced before. What God has for you and what God has for me, we have not experienced it yet. I believe that. He has something great in store for you. He has something powerful in store for this ministry. The miracles, the healing, the signs, the wonders. Even I believe this place may not be, this place is too small. But we believe in the promises of God. He has something great in store for each and every one of you. Let's pray this morning. Lord, we just desire more of you. And today, Father, forgive us. And help us, Lord, where we try to walk in our own strength, in our own ability, in our own intellect. Father, just forgive us, O God. And many times we went the wrong path. And Lord, we just pray that you'll have mercy upon our hearts and upon our lives, O God. That you want to restore that which you purpose in each and every one of our hearts, O God. And we pray, Lord Jesus, that you restore us, O God. Restore this ministry. Restore your children. Restore those who are struggling in their faith, O Lord. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you'll just have mercy. And I pray, Lord Jesus, that they'll have a divine encounter, divine walk with you. And Father, we pray, Holy Spirit, that you'll give us the strength to be in your presence, O God. Forgive us where the worries, the cares, the distractions have deceived us, O God, from not spending time with you, Lord Jesus. And today I say, Lord, forgive us, O God, and just be merciful. You have something powerful for this ministry and powerful for each and every one of your children that's bowed in your presence, O God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that even you reveal it to them, Lord, by the Spirit of God. And I pray that you'll show them, O God, and I pray that you'll help them, Lord Jesus, open their eyes and open their ears and open their hearts, O God. And I pray, Lord Jesus, that you fill them with your Spirit, O God. Fill them with your presence, O God, the presence of the Holy Spirit, O God, the presence of God upon their hearts and upon their lives, O God. And I pray that the glory of God in the presence of the Holy Spirit will just be manifested and will be glorified in their hearts, O God. We pray that you'll transform and change every part of their lives, O God. Yes, you have called us to be your children, O God. Help us to live as your children in this nation, in this world, in our city, O God, in our homes, O God. We pray, help us to live as your children, born again, filled with the Holy Spirit, washed with the blood of Jesus. And I pray that your glory, your presence, and your peace, O God, will just be with your people, Lord Jesus. Father, we pray that you'll transform each and every one of our lives. We pray that you'll transform this ministry. We pray that you'll transform the leadership of this church, O God. We pray that something fresh and something new, something dynamic will be manifested in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Father, that the glory of God in the presence of God will just be revealed in their hearts, O God. We pray, shower your blessings over their lives, your favor upon their hearts, O God, in the name of Jesus. Even the things that they trusting in you, Lord, we pray that you'll come to pass. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that even today that you'll touch the people, Lord Jesus, no matter what need they have, Lord Jesus, that you'll demonstrate your power, Lord Jesus, you'll demonstrate your glory and demonstrate your presence in their lives, O God. We pray that you bring healing, deliverance, restoration, prosperity. We pray for the power of the Spirit of God. We pray for the anointing of God, the Holy Spirit, upon their life, that today that you'll transform this ministry, O God, transform their lives, O God. And I pray, Father, that you'll fill them afresh with your Spirit, O God. Help us, O God, to be Spirit-led, O God, and Spirit-filled, Lord Jesus. Help us, O God, to experience your presence, O God, and experience your power, Lord Jesus. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you'll do something wonderful in this ministry, something wonderful in each and every one of our hearts, O God. And we pray that the glory of God will just be revealed, O God, and your glory will be manifested in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you'll bless this ministry, Father, and bless each and every family, Lord, in this place, O God. We thank you for your blessings is rich and added no sorrow to it. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that the favor of God will just be with them, O God. Father, your word says, those who draw near to you, you'll draw near to us, O God. And we pray, draw near to us, we pray, even during this time, O God. We need you, Father. We need your help, O God. We need your guidance, O God. We need your direction, O God. We need you, Father God. We need you, Lord Jesus. Please come and help us, O God, and help each and every one of your children. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.